You're listening to Breakfast with Lish Fayer on ABC Radio Canberra.
Oh yeah, we've got Job Keeper, we've got Job Seeker, we've got Home Builder, we've got Job Trainer. So introducing a new segment for Breakfast, Job Speaker. Oh yes, we get someone in with a fascinating job that we have questions about. You know, the type of person you meet them at a party and they're holed up, they can't get to the buffet, they can't get their hands on any sort of saveloy because you are talking to them and asking them every question about their job. So my first job speaker this morning is Evan Steele. Evan's a crane operator with the RAR Group. Do I pronounce it RAR or RAR, Evan?
RAR Group.
RAR. Yep. Okay, crane driver, the Giddy Heights. What's the job?
Yep, so we move material on site. Generally, you see all the construction going on in town. It's high rise, multi-level, so your smaller cranes can't do it. So we'll plan a tower crane at the start of the job, and that's how we move the material.
You plan a tower crane. Do you build the tower crane into the initial site?
Yes. So they have foundations down in the basements that get poured with concrete, and it's all engineered with manufacturer's guidance. And, yeah, we actually build the tower crane with a smaller mobile crane, and then, yeah, hopefully we can get it to the max height that we need for the job. If not, the tower cranes can build themselves later on, yeah, extend their masts up higher.
Okay. Then you move stuff around. You're just moving heavy loads onto floor just to keep that building growing.
Yeah, so as the structures go, you'll be moving formwork, steel, anything to build the structure, and then later on, everything for the fit-out.
How do you learn the skills? What's the training?
Yeah, so your first point of call to make your way into the industry with cranes and rigging is you start as what they call a dogman. So you're the person that hooks up the load and directs the crane driver in where he's got to place those loads.
So dogman, and then you have to do a course? Because I can't imagine anyone who's trained in skill testing, you know, the claw games at those game arcades where you can pick up a fluffy animal that never seem to, I mean, I think they're rigged.
Yeah.
Just let's propose that. Is your training, is early kid training in those claw games, and then you have to go to TAFE, or where do you learn your skill?
Yep. So when you're looking to get into the industry as a dogman to start, you go to an RTO, whether that's TAFE or a private provider. It would be a short course, and that'll give you the minimum skills that you need to start in the industry. But once you do get employed, your employers train you further in the skills that you need.
And you literally go up higher up the scale.
Exactly, yep.
Okay, you're up there in that little glass box. And the reason I thought we've got to start with a crane driver, I overheard some people and they were looking up high into this thing. And they said, apparently crane drivers have one of the worst rates of kidney disease because they don't drink enough because they can't go to the toilet enough. Okay, So first of all, how do you get up there?
Yep, so there's internal ladders with all the mast sections that you see up there. The most difficult ones are the ones that are straight because you have to climb literally straight up. You'll go about 6 metres at a time before you reach a platform. And then at that platform, there'll be a trap door so you can take a rest and then go another six.
How high is it, like the cranes you work on?
Yeah, around town at the moment, we're getting some that are getting quite high in the 60, 70 metre range. Currently.
It's quite a bit of exercise. So once you're up there, you're in your glass box.
Yep.
You got your controls, a seat, anything else, any entertainment?
There's not too much to entertain you apart from the watching the guys below you make silly mistakes. But
the dogmen.
Dogmen. They are always good for a bit of a laugh. They're usually your only real point of contact for the day. You talk to two dogmen and that's pretty much about it. They're your eyes and ears. And
do you go up and down? Do you go down for smoko?
Occasionally, yeah. If you're close enough to the ground, you can sneak down for smoko on lunch.
How long does it take you to do the, say, 60 metres?
Oh, that could take you 10 minutes. 10 minutes down, 10 minutes back up.
Talk about cardio, though. I mean, it's pretty stagnant when you get up there, but
yep. You
need to sit down after that ladder climb.
Yes, you do.
Okay. You must be fantastic weather forecasters. The view.
Yes. We can see for miles up there. It's mornings are my favourite time because I get to see the sun rise out of a tower crane is a pretty spectacular thing. But if you get a job in the city at the moment, you get to look all the way out over the Brindabellas, and it's, Canberra's a beautiful place.
What weather is the worst element for a crane driver?
Yeah, the one that probably affects us the most is the wind. Cranes have limits, and it'll actually, because you're up 60, 70 metres sometimes, you'll actually get a sway. Like 20, 30 kilometre winds will make the crane sway and move. And yeah, if you're seasick, you can find yourself becoming sick.
Which brings me to the toilet business as well. What do you do?
Generally, you do try and hold it for as long as you can. Obviously, no one can stop you from climbing down and using the toilet. Otherwise, you take a portable toilet up there with you.
Yeah. Yep. Well, have you ever dropped anything?
No. No, that's the idea is not to drop anything.
Yeah.
Because, you'll probably injure or hurt someone.
Yeah, that's right. It must be an incredible skill to be up there, and as you say, the view and everything else. How long have you birds do you?
Yeah. If the tower cranes are up there for months on end, and you will get birds occasionally coming to visit you. They some drivers will feed them and they become pets, but they do become a menace too, because the cockatoos around Canberra will eat your power cables, and they can short them out, and some of your smaller electrics as well.
Oh, Evan Steele, so good. Thank you for being my first job speaker.